Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The DH, Sal Bando. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The DH, Al Green. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Moore and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp throws the ball into Whitaker who tags Thomas, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Paul Mitchell now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing center field. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Cooper moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson strikes out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Summers. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Summers steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Parrish strikes out. There goes Summers. The throw from Moore and Summers is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5 to nothing, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford bunts towards the mound. Petrie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.